Ready for this music, Andy? There you go.
Oh, my goodness.
I know we still have Halloween, which we're very excited about because lots of candy. We still have Thanksgiving. Seems to be the forgotten holiday, but we love to eat again, so that's a good holiday for
us. Yes, yeah. But we are all looking forward to Christmas. I know so many people have already started their shopping, and you're thinking about, you know, life is so different now because of COVID. You know, our Thanksgiving, or I mean, our Thanksgiving might be screwed up because you can't have friends and family over. Yeah. Our Halloween is screwed up because people can't, you know, the kids can't go to the homes trick-or-treating. He can't go up to the doors trick-or-treating this year. And what's going to happen with visiting Santa at the mall? This is a staple in our lives.
When I was a kid, well, I'm sure it's like every kid, it's all I look forward to. Probably around like mid-August. Like, I can't wait to go sit on Santa's lap and tell him what I want.
My kids have their lists started, which, by the way, have completely changed a dozen times already in the last month.
Okay.
Yeah, so... Oh, I don't even know what they'll be wanting by the time December rolls around. I just hope that Santa's ready for it, because I think that this whole process might take a little longer than it usually does, and it's kind of sad, because what's going to happen this year is Santa's helpers, however you choose to see it, at malls all over America will be bringing their own plexiglass with them.
Okay.
And then you...
So along with the reindeer, the plexiglass will come.
The plexiglass will come. Yeah, it'll be in the sleigh. And then the kids won't be able to sit on Santa's lap. Instead, there's going to be like little benches or something in front of the plexiglass. And that's how they'll have to talk to Santa.
Okay, so they can be right there close to him, face to face.
Yeah. But it's different than sitting on his lap. Oh, no. True. I'm so bummed. But this is what has to happen. We don't want Santa or his helpers to get sick.
No, not at all.
That'd be so
bad. And
it
spreads to the reindeer, and it's a whole thing.
I know.
Do you think Santa, there might be a Santa or Santa helper kind of happy that the larger kids aren't going to be sitting on his lap and that leg goes numb for a few days?
No.
No?
No. These Santas love what they do. They love it. They love each child. Come on now. It's super sweet.
Okay. If you say so. So I can still go?
It's the kids with the bony butts that hurt the most. Okay.
Fresh squeeze. Cage free.
Now with more fiber.
The Andy Summers Show.
The best way to start your day.
Weekday mornings on 92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.